A Lenten Devotional for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019 by Sarah Lawson, Church Planting and Revitalization Certificate, Oneonta Congregational Church, South Pasadena, California. The scripture reading for today is from Romans 8, verses 1 through 11. If only I could go back and change that. I'm never going to be good enough. What was I thinking? We've all heard those voices before, the whispers that tell us we are no more than our past mistakes. Then Paul's booming voice shouts out the words, "No condemnation." What a beautiful promise, but what a difficult idea to hold on to. It is easier to dwell on our mistakes and regrets, to relive the past while wishing we could go back and do things differently. Perhaps we even feel that we must punish ourselves for our sins. But Paul reminds us that Christ did for us what we were unable to do for ourselves, and that there is no longer any condemnation for those of us who are in Christ. The punishment is over, and a new life is promised to all of us, if we can believe it. So let's make a choice right now. Let's choose to believe that Christ's work on the cross was actually for us. Let's choose to stop living for the law that continually condemns us and instead live for the God who loved this world by giving his only Son for us. And let's choose to lay down the mistakes and regrets that hold us back and move forward in a new life characterized by grace and redemption, and thereby also give others a glimpse of the power of the cross. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you that through faith in your Son, who died and rose for us, we are no longer condemned. Forgive us when we forget what you have done for us. Remind us that we don't have to be good enough in order to receive your love. And teach us to live for you. No one and nothing else. Amen.